This is Tim Knupp for the West Jefferson Church of Christ. Paul said in Galatians 6, 7, and 8, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Contrary to what some may say, there are consequences to our actions. Just because there's no immediate consequences to our sin doesn't mean there's not going to be any. 2 Corinthians 5:10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." The world may accept and endorse sin, but God will not, and he is the final judge. In the words of Peter in 2 Peter 3:9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, were not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance."